When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Tonight, Israel is under attack from Iran. Multiple ballistic missiles, up to 100. According to initial reports, were just fired at this country.
That is Trey Inks on Fox earlier today. And, you know, it's interesting. It was 1 year ago today that Jake Sullivan bragged in the press room at the White House that the Middle East is quieter today than it's been in two decades. And he specifically pointed to Yemen, Iraq, and Iran. And the October 7th attack happened just a week later, and the region is now on fire. Where is this all going to take us? Daniel Flesch is a scholar at the Heritage Foundation, joins us this afternoon. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
Let's just specifically talk about the attack itself. You know, we kind of knew it was coming. They had promised retaliation, but they fire, I don't know, 180 missiles. They didn't really hit anything. They didn't kill anybody except for maybe there was one casualty. So what really was at play today?
Yeah, certainly. Well, this is the second direct strike that Iran has conducted against Israel. And the first one was back in April. And in that attack, Iran had launched about 300 projectiles, a combination of one-way suicide drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. There are a few dozen ballistic missiles that were fired during that attack. There are obviously nearly about 200 during this attack. And as you mentioned in your opener, ostensibly, this is in response to Israel killing Ismail Haniyeh, who was the previous head of Hamas when he was in Tehran for the inauguration of the new Iranian president, and also for Israel's killing of Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader, just last week. However, the question could be asked, why now? I think the main answer is because Israel yesterday started launching a ground operation into southern Lebanon. So what Iran is seeing right now is Israel systematically destroying its regional empire, and it's going to be basically grasping at straws to try to prevent that.
So, I mean, because I think one of the questions, and I've said a lot, I'm not an expert on these geopolitical things, but I think some people, you know, could come away and say, wait a second here, how is this going to end well for Iran, right?
Yeah, that's very true. You know, Hassan Nasrallah, again, the now deceased leader of Hezbollah, he made a point of saying just around the October 7th attacks last year that Israel is a spider web, meaning it looks strong, but if you start to poke at it, it'll crumble and fall apart. Its society is weak, its military is weak, et cetera, et cetera. Similarly, the opposite is actually happening, that we're seeing that Hezbollah is in many ways a spider's web, so long as you can penetrate and get to it, but also Iran as well. You know, just because there have not been many casualties in Israel from this attack, one, I think, Palestinian Arab was killed in the attack in April, an Israeli Bedouin girl was hurt as well. But that's not an indication of the intent of the part of the Iranians to actually kill Israelis, civilians included, and destroy the country. So we have to measure the response based on what the intent from the Iranians was. And this is certainly going to, you know, elicit a strong response from Israel. In April, the response was measured because of the Biden administration. They essentially took out a radar installation outside a nuclear facility. That demonstrated that Israel can get to Iran. And certainly now, with this attack, an even bigger attack than the previous one because of the number of missiles that were launched, we can expect to see an even larger Israeli attack.
So, of course, when the president in the administration has been asked about this before, we've heard this.
I have one word. Don't.
Message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran.
Don't.
And what's the message to Iran?
Israel may be now launching a limited operation into Lebanon. Are you aware of that? Are you comfortable with their plans?
I'm more aware than you might know, and I'm comfortable with them stopping.
Yeah, so that kind of goes into a different territory, but he says don't. Kamala says don't. Well, Daniel, they did, didn't they?
100% they did. And, you know, the first message that Biden sent back in October was that don't message. And ostensibly, again, it was to tell Iran to stay out and stay out not only directly from Iran, but also to tell its proxy Hezbollah to stay out. But of course, as you said, they did. But it was also a message sent to the Israelis to restrain them in their operations in Gaza and then also responding to Hezbollah's incessant firing since October 8th of rockets and missiles into Israel. So the don't message is being sent. It's obviously not being received. And that's also a really bad thing for American strength and resolve in the region, because Israel's enemies are America's enemies. Israel is fighting our fight as well. And we should be standing with them and supporting them, not trying to restrain them.
Okay, so what or is there a U.S. response to this? I think most people would expect Israel to respond in kind. But what do we do? And I thought I heard something that the USS Cole was involved in something today, shooting something down. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so the Defense Department came out and said that the U.S. was involved in helping Israel defend against this attack. That is to be, frankly, expected, and it is certainly welcome. It was a similar situation in April when the U.S., the U.K., and allied and partner nations across the Middle East were involved in shooting down Iran's salvo, both from using their radar installations and actually having jets in the air to shoot them down. Similar here. It would be a terrible thing for the U.S. posture in the region if we had all these assets, all of these naval warships in the Red Sea, in the Persian Gulf, in the Mediterranean, if they were just there and not doing anything. Because an issue with this administration has been whether or not there's a will to utilize the capabilities that the United States can bring to bear. So now the questions you're getting at is really, okay, if Israel responds, what will the U.S. do? And the level of response we can be able to tell is based on what the U.S. is going to be allowing Israel to do. Israel will respond to the best it can, but if Israel really wants to go after the nuclear facility,
yes,
for example,
right,
it's going to require American support for that.
Yeah, so because we've talked about going after the nuclear capability for a long time now, so what would be, first of all, I guess maybe what's the holdup? Why wouldn't they just do it? And then what could the potential U.S. support for that look like?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the holdup has been largely on the U.S. side. Bibi Netanyahu, for most of his tenure as prime minister, has made Iranian nuclear program a primary issue and central to Israel's national security. The question has been on the American side, is there the political will to support Israel in an endeavor to destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities? Israel has the capabilities to reach Iran. We saw that in April. It has capabilities to penetrate deep into Iran in terms of destroying infrastructure. We saw that just last week in Lebanon with being able to destroy Hezbollah's command center, which was about 60 or 80 feet underground. However, it is largely believed that Iran's primary nuclear facilities are in these hardened bunkers in the sides of mountains that only the U.S. Possesses the capabilities, the military hardware, to actually reach them. So if you really want to get at to destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities, root and stem, you need the United States support. The moment might be coming when that support could be forthcoming. I don't believe it will be from this administration, but the moment is coming when Israel will have to respond to Iran forcefully. And just you hope and pray that the U.S. will be on its side when it does that, and will provide the military capabilities that it needs.
Yeah, I love that take. Daniel Fless with Heritage, thank you so much for weighing in this afternoon on this. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care. You know, Katie Pavlich tweeted this out, and you think about everything that's happening. You know, we talk a lot about a potential October surprise at a presidential race. There's so much that happens. You know, you think back to the first assassination attempt. Well, I'll even take you back to the first debate. Think about the number of things that have happened in the news cycle since that first debate.
Wow.
In politics or outside of politics, right? So Katie Pavlich tweeted this out. This is just today, okay? I'm not talking about the last 4 months. Just today, we have a dock strike not seen in 40-plus years that could cripple the economy. And I've not even touched that today, and that's a huge story. Katrina-level, if not worse, devastation in a number of U.S. southern states and cities. War raging and a stalemate between Russia and Ukraine. And now, hundreds of missiles, you know, raining down on Israel from Iran. So, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty out there. And on the strike situation, the longshoremen's, everything that we use goes through these ports. And they're looking at a big increase in wages because of the economy and because of the way that, you know, prices have gone up, and they're responsible for a lot of this. So this is Harold Daggett, who's with this union.
These people today don't know what a strike is. When my men hit the streets from Maine to Texas, every single port will lock down. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you. First week, be all over the news every night, boom, boom. Second week, guys who sell cars can't sell cars because the cars ain't coming in off the ships. They get laid off. Third week, malls start closing down. They can't get the goods from China. They can't sell clothes. They can't do this. Everything in the United States comes on a ship.
Yeah, so he may, I don't know if malls are going to close down. Let's face it, malls are already closed down. But you get his point. All this stuff is coming from these ports, and he says this is going to cripple us.
Now I have the president screaming at me, I'm putting a Taft Hartley on you. Go ahead. Taft Hartley means I have to go back to work for 90 days. That's a cooling off period. Do you think when I go back for 90 days, those men are going to go to work on that pier? It's going to cost the money, the company's money, to pay their salaries. Well, they went from 30 moves an hour maybe to 8.
So he's talking about the Taft Hartley Act, which could, you know, at least temporarily end the strike. And then demands.
We want $5 across the board for 6 years or better.
or better.
That's around.
And there's a lot more on the back end of our contract to make it stronger with automation, stronger words for new technology. We don't ever want to see an automation pier put over here in the United States.
Here's the difficulty, though, on that front. You know how these ports operate in most of the world? With automation. That works pretty efficiently. So I don't know what the answer is here, but it's not a good situation.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.